Summer Wise part?
I can't remember. Sorry.
You said about the Kia.
Yeah. The Kia was one, but I don't know what the question was. I can't remember. Right, anyway, so I left my notes behind last time, so let's just quickly make on. We started the Issa of the Menachem Mechaba. So we said the Menachem Mechaba means to make charcoal. That is the thing, you're burning something, and it burns up, and you extinguish it and make it burn better. That's the case. I was trying to think of any other example of this, actually. There's one other example which could be right, actually. I mean, I don't do it anymore, I used to do it, but I don't do it anymore. But some people, Lamoshal husbands, light the Neiris for their wives. It means they light the wick, and they blow it out, and they time it, it burns better. That would be a kibbutz reisden. That lighting it and then blowing that out to make the wick burn better. That means when your wife lights it, it burns better. If you do on Shabbos, yeah. If you do on Friday, there's no problem. Yeah, Friday's no problem. If you do that, but that's a kibbutz, that's an extinguishing what you're doing. If you extinguish that extinguishing which you extinguish, if you do that, that extinguishing is an extinguisher which is a malacha, because you're doing it for a purpose. For a purpose, a wick burns better. I mean, the classic example is take wood, you burn it, and then you switch it off in order to make charcoal. Charcoal apparently burns better. That's the Issa min HaTorah of kibbutz. Saying most of our kibbutz nowadays haven't got this problem. They're not like this at all. That's what we said already last time. And therefore, Lamoshel, someone's got a side benefit when he does a kibbutz. Lamoshel, someone's got a light burning in the room, a candle burning in the room, and he blows it out on Shabbos because he wants to go to sleep. Or because he needs the candle for later. He can't afford to waste it all now. He needs the candle to burn later. He needs to save it. So he blows it out for that reason. That's not kibbutz min HaTorah. But what he mustn't do is osm rabbanon. But that kibbutz is not osm min HaTorah, it's osm rabbanon. That's different. Okay. Another interesting halacha is actually, another thing is to make metal red hot. So if someone takes metal and he makes it red hot, that's an is of mavi min HaTorah. Someone takes that metal, which is red hot, and he puts it in cold water to cool down, that's not an ism of kibbutz. Because you're not, nothing else has happened really. It's just you're cooling it down, but you're not made anything. So the ma'aseh, that wouldn't be a problem. That's not a thing. This is relevant. People ask us sometimes, Lamoshal, for example, let's say someone wants to do chazorah on Shabbos. He wants to return something on Shabbos to a flame, but he's forgot to put a blech on. So people ask, can you put a blech on a flame on Shabbos? Is there anything wrong with putting a blech on a flame on Shabbos? So this is Aruch HaShabbos over here, in Perek Tes Zayin, Sifu Beis. Yeah? So there's two things you have to be careful about, obviously. One is that it mustn't get red hot. You mustn't make it that the blech is going to get red hot. It's very unlikely this, but it can happen sometimes. Someone's got a high heat, you've got a thin sheet of metal. If you put that on the fire, and the blech gets red, then you've done Issur Mavi. That's a problem on Shabbos. That's a problem on Shabbos of doing that. That's Perek Tes Zayin, Sifu Beis. That's wrong, Maramachim. Tezayin. Eish Megula, Shadam, Chasuisa Pak, you want to cover it with a blech. Yes, Bezer Shlech Hashoshes. Ema Pak, Cholomena, assume this Adam, that's much what he said. If it's going to get red, then you've got a problem of Mavi, and you can't do it. But the data has it right. Yes, obviously, if you put it over the fire and you're going to squash the fire and make it go out, it's also a problem of kibbutz. So obviously, you have to be careful in that way as well, that you don't do that with the, what do you call it? Interestingly enough, though, when you put a blech on, the flame will change size. It'll move a bit, yeah? That's not called kibbutz. The flame is the same, it's just spread out. It's nothing, you haven't done anything else extra. That's mutatago. It's going to be more or less a tadeshi as well, but yeah? But that's okay. So you put a blech on, a flame, you have to be careful it doesn't get red hot. And obviously you have to be careful it doesn't go out. If you do that, that's not a problem. Okay. This actually interesting, I was just playing the shir. Someone had this on Shabbos actually. The shir is, what happens if someone's gas flame goes off? If someone's got a gas flame going burning, it's got something on, and the flame goes out. Now it's interesting, I tried it out at home actually, it's very interesting, there is now a safety device in many of these gas cookers that what you do is, if you've got the gas on with the flame burning, you can try it out, very easy, you blow the flame out, so all that's coming out is gas, so now many of them just extinguish, they just cut off, huh? Is that what it's called? Strange. I tried it out. One of my hobs actually does that. Like you, your mum says, "Wait until you try it out." I tried it out. One of them, I blew it out of the gas, the flame. So the flame went out, but the gas, within a few seconds, just cuts out. Switch completely switches off. That's one. The other hob didn't do that actually. I didn't leave on for a long time because it was spilling a gas. So I didn't try. Maybe if I'd left on for a long time, it'd gone off. The other one, I blew the flame out. And the gas was still coming out. Now that's dangerous. That is possibly dangerous. So if a person comes down into his house and he's realised that, comes into his kitchen, and he's realised he's been on for a long time, that's my Mr. Constable Foshes, yeah? So then the chal goes straight to the cooker to switch off like normal.
What's the problem with that?
Gas is very dangerous.
No, it's the problem if it's not a long time.
Oh, I'm coming. If it's dangerous, if it's been on for a long time, so the chal is sakona, I would have thought. The man says, my Mr. Sakona, first of all, the air is the most poisonous, yeah? And besides that, chal is a spark somewhere, something, then something straight, see what's going to happen. So you can see, turn it off, I would have thought, straight away. If it's just been on for a short time, what's the problem with that gas knob?
Muxa.
That gas knob, when Shabbos came in, was muxa. Because you wasn't able to move around, you can't change it. You're not allowed to change it up and down. You can't interfere with it at all. So that gas knob, when Bein HaShemoshes came in, even though it was burning, it was muxa. It wasn't able to change. And therefore, that gas knob remains muksa, which is the problem on Shabbos. So if it's not sakonos nefoshes, then you have to do kalachayat. You have to switch it off with a shinui. It's not very hard. You take your two fingers, let's say, for example, and you turn it with your two fingers. You make a shinui, you do it in a, or you use a little finger or something. You do it in a way which is not the normal way of switching off. That is muksa to do. So that's what you should do. Yeah, I say, if there's any risk of danger at all, I say, if it's been up for a long time, I would just switch off straight away. Switch off straight away and open the doors. Yeah, we've got to be careful, yeah. Yeah, and that can be dangerous. Gas can be dangerous. So I think now, I spoke to a plumber, a gas man a long time ago, as far as I know, he told me all the models nowadays have got this. It's all a cut-out switch that, what do you call it, that cut-out, if the gas just leaks out, then the mice just cuts off. I'm saying, I've got a home, the mice said, many people haven't got such new ones. I mean, so some of them are zikha like that, some of them the gas still comes out. So in that case there, that's where it's relevant to. Okay. That's the halacha of turning a knob off kalachiyat. That's today's shia's interesting thing, and that is the halacha is someone's got candles burning opposite a door. Let's say it's on the table, on Shabbos table. Let's say the Shabbos table's over here. He's got his candles over here. And he wants to know, can he open this door over here to go out? Yeah, I'm not sure the wind is like over here, but let's say there's a wind there. Oh, it's interesting. So this is our lochet, so in Reish Ayin Zayin. Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. Chava says like this. Interesting how lochet this, Reish Ayin Zayin. What? Oh, same size, we're going to come to the window. Let's come to the, let's talk about the door first of all, yeah? Neis opposite a door, and when the door opens, a wind is going to affect it. It's very light, the wind's going to affect it. So that's Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. Neis shemunach achor adeles. Also, a person mustn't open the door like normal. Shema yichabenu haruach. Because what's going to happen is it's into the loss of Shema yichabenu haruach. Maybe the ruach, that's not a definite thing. It's not a mutter. So that would be Allah explains it. It's not Shema, it's korolipsik risha. It's almost inevitable. You've got a wind blowing outside. It's almost inevitable that when you open the door, the wind is going to blow it out. Not 100%, 100%. It's very, very likely that is not allowed to be done. Maybe you may not open such a door on Shabbos. Interesting halacha. That's what we pass tonight. Mr. Brewer says over here, Derish Nitzach Lefrim Ma'acherim Munach Ba'ayz Ner Dolok, and it's going to be open. As soon as you open the door, Yuchad Ekovas Adei Ruach Menashim Bechutz. The wind could blow it out. Yeah, that's a problem. He says a chiddush actually, Mr. Brewer, from the Mogen Avraham, that even if you open it carefully, this is a chiddush actually. I mean, the person opens the door, he could get out, he could open it very slightly and squeeze past. So he could really open the door in a way without affecting the neighbours. Even so, it looks like for the Mogen Avraham, says you can't do this on Shabbos. The Mogen Avraham says, even if a person opens the door very softly, carefully, the wind can come and blow out. Shadow what it means that over here, some say that we're scared to forget to do it benachas. And it might open like normally.
It's definitely going to be a wind.
Oh, very good. But it's very likely going to be a wind. That's what we're saying. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure what we're talking about. You're quite right. I know it's interesting cases over here. I mean, most of our houses, I don't know what goes on. I mean, it's not so windy here. I'll tell you the truth, I had this said a while ago.
If it's windy, then he's right.
Yeah, that's true. If it's windy, it's posh, right. I'm talking, it's not windy. I had this said a while ago, actually, but I don't know if it was right what I did. I had, in the Shabbos room, a smoke alarm. One of these, it's very, very sensitive. And sometimes when the candles don't burn so well, at the end, they give out like a bit of smoke. And it caused the sensor to go off. It's very, very noisy, actually. Very, very noisy. So once, actually, the non-Jew next door came over to knock on and said, everything all right? So he helped me out, actually. But the fact that it was in such a case like that, let's say it's gone off, can I open the door to let the wind come in? And, well, it's not going to affect the can because the can's gone out more. If it maybe is, maybe because some can's still burning. There, it's amazing how it works, actually. So even though the can's a long way away from the garden, the mice, the wind affects it. Huh?
Giving negative effects, just go on.
No, but when the wind comes in, it's also going to affect the candles that are burning. Some of the flames are still burning. So if the flame's gone out, you're right. The flame's gone out, and all you're doing is that you want to do it in order that to disperse the smoke, which has already gone out, there's no problem. He's right. If the smoke is just there in the room, that means the flames have all gone out, and you just want to open the door to let the wind come in and disperse the smoke. Stop your alarm going off. I mean, yeah. You want to stop your alarm going off, so you're doing it, and the wind comes in, and it'll make the place smell nice, or whatever, it'll freshen out the place, that's no problem. I'm talking about when you've got the flame still burning. That's the main thing, it's talking about a long way away, yeah? It's talking about the cans were a long way away, it can affect it. So I don't know, you're right, it's interesting what Shulchan Aruch was talking about. It looks like it's quite near to it where it's going to affect it. The wind is going to affect it. If the smoke, that's, I'm telling you again, if the flame has gone out already, and all it is smoke going off, the chur, to leave the door open is like a grommer.
Yeah, you're making
the alarm go off. It's a negative. It's indirect, it's not happening straight away. The chur, that's mutter. First of all, it's my mission, I don't know what you do. Someone told me he was once in someone's house. It was a Friday night. He decided he's going to go down the stairs to get a cup of coffee. So he walked down the stairs, all of a sudden he hears a click on the thing, and whoopsie, the alarm went on. About 2 o'clock in the middle of the morning. That's the problem. Someone else told me, actually, I didn't know, it's an interesting thing. Someone told me he's got such a thing, an alarm thing, which works when you speak to it, it stops. If it recognises your voice, it can stop your alarm. So he had a similar style, actually. He set his alarm off, he wants to know, on Shabbos, can you say hello, it's me? It looks a bit funny, really. Everyone say, hello, it's me. No, it's a problem. That's the problem, you're stopping the alarm going. That's why I'm stopping the alarm going. That's the problem.
We have a control. The alarm is off, it speaks you through the alarm.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you say yes, well, you say everything's alright, what happens then?
I'm
saying it's the problem.
Yeah,
I'm saying that's what I'm talking about. He's talking about that. The alarm is reacts to it. You speak to the alarm, it stops.
Yeah, I speak to a person. I speak to a person
at the other end of the alarm centre. A call centre, you've got to connect to a call centre. Yeah. We must have a good system there. Very good system. I shouldn't come to your house in the middle of the night, you're saying. Not worth it. Yeah. So you say, yeah, that's even worse. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's the same idea. But you're speaking to someone, it's like speaking on this intercom. You must speak on the intercom on Shabbos. So the chayyeh is a problem to stop the alarm. Go, I mean, it's very, very awkward. I must tell you, because it makes a lot of noise. I feel sorry for the neighbours. I don't know what you're supposed to do. So I, and my first time it happened, one time it happened to me, it wasn't so bad. The non-Jew came to me, he disturbed me. It makes a racket. So he says, anything I can do. So he's doing it for himself, because he wants to go to sleep. So for him, that's it, all right to do. Yeah? If he comes along and wants to do anything for it, it's mamish for himself. It's mamish for himself, even though he's coming to my house, but he's doing it for himself, he's doing it for himself. That's really better. But to open the door, summers though, just to open the door, and the wind comes in, and the flame's already out, you just meant to make the smoke disperse, and the is like a grommer, that's already much better. If the flame is burning, that's already more of an issue, that I don't know, that's much worse. That's what we're talking about now, and that the is problem, huh? We're not coming to Moshe, hold on, don't run away, the window's coming, Moshe, hold on 1 minute, Moshe, yeah? Should be answered by the end of this year. So that's the door case. So the chayra, that is a problem in case if it's mamish by the door. And say the Mogen Avraham says, even if you open the door slightly and you can wedge your way in carefully, it looks like from the Mogen Avraham be a problem. Because we're scared, some people learn, we're scared you might forget to open it carefully. You might just open the door, a gust of wind will come in and put it out. So it's a problem. So the chayyeh, that one has to be careful about. If the nails are not mamish going to be affected by the wind, but if you're still right what you're saying, let's say the nails are far away from the door. And yeah, it's all interesting. All the others is kasha. The chayyeh, that's what he asked. So let's read the Bi'alach's kasha over here. But Halacha says, the Chari Pasha, he asked by the flame. Do Armina Magamara Psit Reis, the Kachas was Avshayim Lecham Lecham. Oh, sorry, no, he didn't even ask him first. Avshayim Lecham Lecham. He's saying, it's Korb the Psit Reis, even though it's Loi Nichele, a Psit Reis, which is Loi Nichele, is also in Rabban to do. You still mustn't do it on Shabbos. You and me? And it's a Chiddush, really, because it's all indirect, you're not really doing it. The Maestro, the Shulchan Aruch, says the problem. Yeah, it's a chiddush. Unless it's talking about it's mamish by the candle, it doesn't seem that way. It's talking about where it can affect it. The wind can come in and blow it out. That's the problem. That's the chayra. That's the shine of the thing. To walk past the lights, that happens also often. That's normal. You can have lights on a table, and when a person walks past, it flickers slightly. That's nothing. Flickering up and down is very small. It's talking about a major change over here, where the mice and the go mamish. A big major change in the flame, that's the problem. Just a small flicker up and down, that possibly no problem. What about opening a window? That's right, a simple wants to know the moshel. You've got the candles burning in the room, and they're near the window. The mice, it's very, very stuffy. Actually, that's the question. We're coming to that mamish now. That's your mamish hit the nail on the head. That's mamish the question. So you want to know, can you open the window? So it's mamish, it's boiling hot inside there. Very, very hot. You want to know, can you open the window? So this, again, the mice here's a bit better. Maybe they can't be onto your story. Let's see if we can find it. Where is it? Oh, Shabbat is on your Dalit. Now the Rebbe took a bias. Adam unin niftoes that teres al chaloyin. Yesh lahakim b'zev matzom shayles. You have to distinguish in a few cases. B'shor shor ruach min hasheres. At the time the wind is blowing, v'koro levada shanei yichabe, and it's almost inevitable that the wind is going to put it out. Also niftoes that teres. Good in the windows. No chiddush. Come on, if it's inevitable, it's going to happen. That is a problem. If it's an error, it's going to go out, you can't do it. But, he says, at the time the wind is not blowing. So that is the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, like, open the door slowly. But the Mogen Avraham says, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, yeah? In this case here, when a person wants to open a window because it's very, very hot, and he's not doing it at all for the flame, then you come onto your Sforomer, the Pesit Reish, Nichele, he's doing it, mummy's indirect. That I read the Poskim will make her for. Yes, again, if it's inevitable that the flame's going to go out, it's so close to it, huh? Yeah, I think it's a combined effort. That's so hot, I think, over here. That's why we're making, I think, yeah? I didn't write this down. Wind's not blowing. It looks like b'shazachah, it's a very uncomfortable person in there, but then we allow a person to, what do you call it, to do this. So again, you've got the window or the door in a room, and it's very, very hot in the room, and you know, if you open the door or the window, the flame's going to go out. If that's inevitable, you can't open it. If it's not blowing so strongly, it's possible that when you open the door or the window, it won't go out. Then we allow you to open it in such a case. That's what comes out. this is another interesting thing. We might just finish off with this. This is arranged. What happens if someone's got a candle burning on a table and the door's open? So the door is coming, the wind is coming in, and it's making the candle flicker quite low. Oh, you have to close the door. When you close the door, what's going to happen is the flame's going to burn nice and brightly now because of that. Is that allowed to be done? You're prolonging the flame. Is one allowed to do that? Stop dripping and the flame will be much better. It'll be a much better flame. So prolonging the flame, is that a problem? The Maestro, the Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman says from this, and don't run away anyone, just tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman is based on this, that to prolong a time switch is a similar idea of this, yeah? And when someone's got a time switch which is set to go off at 11 o'clock on Shabbos, and he wants to move the peg till 12 o'clock, so Rav Shlomo Zalman actually builds himself from this halacha that to extend the period of time that something is burning, that means you leave the candle burn longer, is mutter. The Bais of Shlomo Zalman says it's not mamish doime, it's not mamish completely doime, we have to see the Bezalem tomorrow, and therefore, l'chore, one can't bring a raya mamish from this case to a case of the time, so we have to see the Bezalem tomorrow, it's late. Okay, everybody, thanks.